I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana News. Montana's suicide rate is nearly double the national average. In the last 2 years, more than 550 Montanans killed themselves. 27 of them were adolescents. State Suicide Prevention Coordinator Carl Rosten ticks off a list of reasons for Montana's high suicide rate: substance abuse, rural isolation, and easy access to firearms, to name a few. But mental illness is behind many, if not most, of the suicide cases.
Only about 10% of the people who are diagnosed with depression ever receive treatment. And if they do, it's not usually till their late 20s, early 30s. Yet the average onset of depression is early teen years.
Rosten, a licensed clinical social worker, is a member of a team appointed by the governor that's studying suicide trends in Montana. This summer, it presented a comprehensive suicide mortality report to the legislature's State Administration and Veterans Affairs Committee. State Senator Dee Brown chairs that panel.
I believe it was a super valuable contribution.
Brown, a Republican from Hungry Horse, says the report should be read by anyone concerned about Montana's high suicide rate. Denise Juno, Montana's outgoing state school superintendent, agrees.
We definitely need to do more in this state. We have high suicide rates. We shouldn't be leading in that kind of data, and schools are putting in place a lot of ways to identify risk factors and then try to find students' resources.
The team studying Montana's suicide problem believes it's developed a way to do just that. It's recommending lawmakers next session pass a law mandating mental health screenings for school kids. The state public health department's Carl Rosten says the idea is to catch early signs of mental illness. He adds experts believe these screenings are effective ways to detect early signs of trouble in kids.
It's often missed. 86% of parents who lost a child to suicide didn't even know their child was depressed. Much of that has to do with, as parents, we lose our objectivity. We don't want to think of our child as being so sad that they may be suicidal.
The Suicide Mortality Review Team has issued a total of 6 recommendations for legislative action. One would require mandatory depression screening for all Montana school children from ages 11 to 17.
It only takes a few minutes. It's a limited number of questions, and only if they answer the first couple of questions with a positive indication does the test even need to go on. So it's easy to do. It really doesn't cost anything because it's not like you have to pay for the test. It's out there. It's been used for a while now, but we just have to get more people using it.
Republican State Senator Dee Brown stopped short of fully endorsing the recommendation for mandatory depression screening. The retired teacher sees it as excessive government overreach.
When parents are concerned about young children, I think it behooves them to come to those providers in the school and ask for their help. And that's where it should come from.
Montana's Democratic State School Superintendent Denise Juno is also reluctant to mandate use of depression screening tests.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think there are a lot of efforts that can be done without mandating those types of things. We have a lot of strong local control. We certainly recommend and have a place on our website at the Office of Public Instruction that they can access high quality training for their staff, and we encourage them to go there and figure that out.
Some critics also assert depression screening tests aren't reliable indicators of an adolescent's mental health. Montana Suicide Prevention Coordinator Carl Rosten says reliable clinical research proves otherwise. Rosten points out the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, show depression screenings help prevent suicides. But what's to keep computer hackers from gaining access to the results of these proposed mandatory depression screening tests, which contain very personal and sensitive information? Rosten doesn't think that's a problem.
Be the same as if a child was identified by a school nurse as having high blood pressure. I don't think it's not something that's reported out to the whole school. The same confidentiality would be there as far as letting parents know and giving them the information. Here's some possible interventions.
No formal suicide prevention related legislation has been drafted yet. State Senator Dee Brown says that'll have to wait until after the election. Still, she's confident it will happen and that lawmakers will hammer out ideas that could effectively address Montana's generations-old struggle with suicide. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.